I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, the United Nations Security Council condemned the recent spate of terrorist attacks in Iraq. The attacks are targeting Iraq's large Christian minority. The Security Council statement called the attacks appalling, saying they showed a deliberate will to destroy the Christian community. Five people died in the attacks on Christian targets in Baghdad just today. Last week, insurgents linked to al-Qaeda declared that all Christians in Iraq were legitimate targets. Jane Araf is Iraq correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Can you tell us just how Christians there are faring and how the community is responding to the threat?
They're actually terrified. Now, they were afraid when the attack on the church happened. This is 10 days ago. Gunmen storming into a church during Sunday Mass, killing more than 50 people. You'd think it wouldn't get any more terrifying than that. But today and last night, a series of bombings were in their actual neighborhoods. So here's the gunmen, here are the assassins coming to the neighborhoods and leaving roadside bombs and car bombs outside the homes of Christians. And they are absolutely paralyzed with fear. Many of them. Some of them are staying in their homes. Others have actually fled to the church that was attacked itself 10 days ago for refuge. I talked to some of them, Lisa, who were hiding in a church hall. They had basically left with just the clothes on their backs, and they said they were not going home. They didn't have any faith that anyone could keep them safe.
Well, is there any effort on the part of the government to keep them safe?
Well, they say they're trying. Prime Minister Maliki met with church officials in a very public meeting televised on national TV and said essentially that it was the government's duty and they would do everything they can. Now, the problem is that all of this, and it's not just the attacks on Christians, it's also a series of bombings across the city in Shia neighborhoods 2 days after that church attack that has led a lot of Iraqis to ask, even if the government wants to protect us, can it actually do anything? There is a feeling here that the insurgents are coming back. And while the security forces are hugely improved, there just is not the coordination to actually deal with threats like this.
The Chaldean Patriarch has said, quote, we can't do anything but pray. And I wonder if there are some Christians there in particular who feel targeted who want to do more than pray. Are some retaliating?
They're not retaliating in the sense of taking up arms. Now, the Christians here have survived precisely because they don't take sides. They have stayed out of politics under Saddam's era. And during sectarian fighting, they were on the sidelines. That's not likely to change. But when church officials say all they can do is pray, that masks a real anger on the part of bishops, priests, and pretty much everyone in the church over what they believe is a real failure by the government to protect them. They're also in a huge bind. They've been telling Christians not to leave. They don't want to see the end of this community that has been here since the days of early Christianity. But at the same time, they can't tell families who are actually in active danger that they should stay and be killed. And that's really the dilemma they're facing.
Well, those kinds of attacks, even the up-close attacks going straight into the homes of Christians, how is it reconciled inside the faith and out by the perpetrators? Because the Prophet Muhammad says Christians should be allowed to live in peace in Muslim countries. Is there any kind of justification that can be made among those who are the perpetrators? And secondly, what is the point anyway?
Really, it's a distortion of the religion. Islam says that Christians are people of the book and they should be protected. And generally, they have been. And one thing we really have to point out is when you talk to Christians here, including one of the Christian families who had fled this morning after a bombing in her neighborhood, she said she escaped by putting a plank on the roof and taking her family over barefoot to take refuge in her Muslim neighbor's home. And the neighbor said, don't leave, we will protect you, stay with us. That is a story you hear over and over and over. It's not the neighbors who are threatening them. It's not their Muslim neighborhoods. It is actually specific groups and specific groups that they feel are driven by political purposes. And that's part of the point as well, to send a very clear message that the government is not in charge, that the government cannot protect anyone, and to destabilize whatever institutions are left here. And that message has been very effective in the last 10 days.
Jane Araf in Baghdad for the Christian Science Monitor.